The rest of the story. I reckon you'd not be much interested in Bill Phillips. He once ran a machine shop in Spokane, Washington. That's about it. Place called Phillips Manufacturing Company, a one-room outfit. Turned out adding machine parts mostly. Bill did have three men working for him, and that made him kind of important, I suppose. But that aside, there was not a whole lot that would make a fellow sit up and take notice of Bill Phillips. Quiet sort of gent. So, you can imagine the surprise of his equally sedate friends when Bill said, "I'm going to write a book." "A book?" they exclaimed. "What in the world are you going to write about?" Well, his answer to that question, it brings us to the rest of the story. You see, Bill Phillips had become fascinated with the life and times of a Wild West outlaw, a fellow named Robert Leroy Parker. He was intrigued enough, he said, to write Parker's biography. Bill wanted to retell the story as nobody ever had, with details most storytellers had left out. Bill's friends smiled, but they understood, because this adventure book was going to be Bill's vicarious thrill, a way to live the kind of wild and woolly life of which he could only dream. For through the long, tedious, colorless days in the machine shop, Bill Phillips could only be what he had always been, a hard-working, responsible man whose hard work and responsibility led simply to another day of the same. But when he sat down to write about the boundless open range and the limitless open sky, about desperados and their death-defying escapades, Bill, if only for a little while, could join them on their dangerous journeys and ride off with them into the blood-red sunset. Bill called his book The Bandit Invincible. And it was an exciting yarn. Since the author was no kind of a scholar, it would be difficult for Bill's friends to separate the truth from the stretching of it. But when they eventually read the book, it hardly mattered. For despite the dreary simplicity of Bill's everyday life, he turned out to be one whale of a storyteller. Then one day, 1937, as quietly as he had lived, Bill died, and he never did publish that book of his. Seemed like he didn't really want to, maybe. Yet while Bill's biography of Robert Leroy Parker was not the only book written about the notorious outlaw, it's now generally considered to be the most authoritative. His book is the best ever written on that subject. For you see, after the biographer passed away, after Bill died, somebody on a hunch had Bill's handwriting scientifically compared with Parker's handwriting, and then Parker's own sister came forward to confirm what they suspected, that indeed the meek machinist and the desperate outlaw were the same man, that Robert Parker had not died in a shootout in 1908, but had instead escaped and changed his identity and opened a machine shop in Spokane, and then wrote a narrative in the third person about the life he had left behind as Robert Parker, whom you know as Butch Cassidy. Only now you know the rest of the story.